bottom line is that different approaches. And the bottom line is that it probably depends a little bit on each individual person. Each person is different. On that note, I'll just quote from the writings of the Taz. The Taz in the beginning of Simon Chofhei of Evan Ha'ezer. The Taz writes in Sivkotin Aleph, he says there are some people who make a mistake, and he quotes a pasuk. He says, Shav lochem mashkim ekum. It's empty, it's worthless for you who get up too early. Right? He says, behind us, sheyesh tamid chachamim midadidin shena meinehem ba'oskim b'torah harbe. Right? There's some tamid chachamim who never sleep, and they keep sleeping their eyes. Sheyesh chachamim sheyeshenim harbe kidei shielam koach achazov v'zvizus leit lasek b'torah. Uve'emes yochol lilmo b'sho achas mashezem itstar v'oskim b'shnei shals. You have a person who decides he's not going to sleep, but the Taz says, depending on the person, that can be counterproductive. You have a guy who gets a good night's sleep, so when he talking learns, he's sharp, he's awake, he's alert, and he's able to learn in 1 hour what the other guy, okay, the other guy doesn't sleep, but he's able, it takes him much longer because his mind isn't as sharp, or he's not thinking as clearly, so he's able to cover, it takes him double the time what it takes the other guy. So the Taz, by the way, in general here, again, Simcha Fei of Ebenezer Sikonalov, is discussing how when a person eats and a person sleeps, it should always be with the goal of fortifying himself and strengthening himself for the purpose of being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says, and it's probably true. A lot of times you have fellows who stay up very late, and then the morning Seder or the afternoon Seder, they have to sleep. It takes much longer to accomplish what somebody's well rested. So at the end of the day, I guess you have to figure out, every person is every person is different. Every person. Said Kriya Shema in the shul, meaning he already daven Ma'ariv, right? The person already daven Ma'ariv. Mitzvah likroso al mitoso. Nevertheless, he's required before going to bed to recite Kriya Shema again. Amar Biosi Mikro, what's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in the fourth parak of Tilim. Rigzuv al techato imu bilvavchem al mishkavchem bedomu sela. Rigzuv al techto, okay, this is the second half of the pasuk. Imru bilvavchem, Rashi explains, Imru mashakosub al levavecha. Imru bilvavchem, say over those psukim which are supposed to be al levavecha. That's the first paragraph of Krishna, al levavecha, right? Then, al mishkavchem, shenema b'shochbucha, and then the domusel, Rashi says, after that, b'sheinach reich, and then go to sleep. Then it says, Amar of Nachman, Imu Tamar Chocha, Im Tamar Chocha, Mu Ein Tzorech, Amar Abayat, Tamar Chocha, Mu Ailei Lamemar, Chad Psukah de Rachmi, Kigon Yod Chav Kidu Chi Padiso Si Kashem Kel Em, as opposed to Tilam Lamed Aleph. Anyway, that Gemara in the Brochas in the bottom of Dalam and Beis, going over to the Chayim and Aleph, is the original source for the mitzvah, the idea of saying Kriya Shema Alamita. Actually, the Gemara doesn't say how much of Kriya Shema is to be recited at that point. But it just says again, language of the Gemara. Apo pisha kara adam kriyash meri sakneses mitzvah likroso al mitoso. So in terms of psak, the Rambam, which I thought I had here.
Are we
going to
explain the difference between mitzvah and chiyuv?
Huh? The Gemara. What's the most lashon is mitzvah? No, we're not going to talk about that.
We're assuming that it's a chiyuv. We can be mitzvah.
I think assumption is a chiyuv. I think it's a chiyuv. The Rambam has this halacha in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes, Kore Parsha Rishona Mikriyashma. Parakzayin Alocha Beis. Alochas Tfila. Kore Parsha Rishona Mikriyashma. The Yashem. Okay, and you should say the first Parsha of Kriyashma and then go to sleep. So Ram understands that it's the first Parsha. I'm not sure necessarily why he says only the first Parsha, but that's what he says. And it says Afilu Ishto Yashem. Even if his wife is there, still you say the first Parsha and so on. But anyway, that's the psak. At night you have to say before going to bed, Kore Parsha Rishona Mikriyashma. You have to say the first. The first parsha of Kriyashma. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, why not? I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara just says even though you said Kriyashma at night, if you still have to say it at night. Right, so Yotze ready. Right, so I was thinking at first, well, the deer from the pasuk is Imu. But it says in the second parsha also Levavchem. That's why I wasn't sure if that was the right. No, the Gemara doesn't say it. What does that say? Okay, Morris says independent then. In the Shulchan, huh? Yeah, the first parasha. Yeah, that's what it says, the first parasha of Kriyashma. In the Shulchan Aruch, this din appears in Arachayim Simon Reish Lamed Tes, where the Mechaber writes, Kore al mitoso parasha rishona shol Shema. You should say again, the first parasha of Shema. The Mishnah Berurah, however, adds, all the Achronim point out, it's a Kot Malach, the Mispalo Arvis Mivod Yom. But if you daven Ma'ariv early, many shuls, they, especially during the week, even on Friday night, so don't wait for Zman Kriya Shema, for Tesa Kochavim. It's difficult to get people to, you know, they have a minion, so they'll daven, let's say, Mincha will be 10 minutes before the Shkia, and then they'll go right into Ma'ariv, the rabbi talks a minute or two, and then they daven Ma'ariv, but very often it's before the early Zman for Kriya Shema. So it says, in Mispalal Arvis Mbod Yom, if you relied on that sheet to the daven Ma'ariv, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv this one, that's very early. And you can say the Kriya Shema and the Brachas too, but very often the rabbi will announce, or someone will announce, make sure to repeat Kriya Shema later on. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if you did that, then Tzarech Likros Kol HaParshios. Then you have to read all three Parshios, because when you said it in Shul, you were davening early. And in that case, you have to have in mind not only Kriya Shema, but the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yisrael Mitzrayim. And therefore, he writes, V'tov lomar tamid kol Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says you should really say all three paragraphs all the time. Whether you daven Ma'ariv early, you didn't daven Ma'ariv early. He has a remez because Shehi Ramach Tevos, because there are 248 letters, the words rather, including Kelmach Nemon, Lishmor Ramach Evar, that has to do with Shmira and protect you. But others point out that it's a good habit, because very often, you know, sometimes you'll be someplace that have an early minyan for Ma'ariv, so it's recommended by the poskim, get in the habit, always say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema before going to sleep, because that way you're always going to be covered in case you ended up davening Ma'ariv early. Some people always mock the davening Ma'ariv late, but you know, maybe you're at a chasen or something, you'll remember, so this way you have the habit, you're always covered this man Kriya Shema. Yeah. Love that.
An implication, sure, it's an assumption that you will.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I don't think you're saying you should. I don't think so, yeah.
Isn't called the Magen Avraham, is that third partial? From the
Talmidei Rabbi. No, it doesn't say, no. Maybe the next Sif Cotton. But anyway, that's the idea, you should say all.
That's why he calls it.
Yeah, maybe it's weiter. But anyway, that's the whole Mishnah Berurah there. So you get to the, you should say the whole thing. You should say the all three paragraphs. Oh yeah, it's in the Shartin quote to you. I'm not going to do that. Right, it's recommending. Right, it's make a good habit. I guess it's a good habit. In the Shartin he mentions what you're saying. Of course, I'm going to wrong. Okay, anyway, that's in terms of Kriya Shema Lamita. But as you know, in addition to saying that's the Gemara Brachas Daf Dalet, but in addition to this, of course, as all of us know, there is another requirement in the evening before retiring, and that is on Daf Samach Amud Beis in Brachas, and in the last parak, the Gemara says, "Hanichnas lishan amitaso Omer." And by the way, see, this is presumably the mocker. This is the mocker for why it's only the first parsha. Except the Gemara doesn't say why. It says, "Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad Bahayim Shema." This is the first paragraph of Shema. Then the Omer Baruch Hamapil Chevle Shena Alenai Usnuma Lafapai, and the Gemara proceeds to have the text of the bracha that we call the bracha Hamapil. It's a slightly different text that we have. Omer Lishan Basani Hira Sonvanecha, etc. And it ends Baruch Hashem Elom. That's what we call Kriya Shema Al Hamita. I'm sorry, the Bracha Mamapil that we say in association with Kriya Shema Al Hamita. The Bracha, again, the Gemara has the whole text, slightly different than the text I think that are printed in the standard Siddurim today, but that's the Bracha Mamapil. Just as a side point, even though it says Baruch Hamapil, it means Baruch Atah Hashem. It means with Shem and Malchus. The ninth parak of Brachas has a presentation of all kinds of Brachas that we say at different times. The Tosfos on the first daf of that parak, Nundalim and Aleph, The Mishnah begins over there. Haroe Mokum Shinasa Bo Nisim Yisrael Omer Baruch Shaosu Nisim Lavosena. That's the opening Mishnah in the ninth parak of Brachas. The person who goes ahead to see a place where a miracle happened, let's say, if you know that this is a miracle happened here, you say Baruch Shaosu Nisim. So Tosus points out, Pirush Ben Shmai, the Chol Hani Brachas Tzirchos Lahas Koras Shem Umalchus Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Throughout the, I think he means throughout the parak, the Gemara is just going to say Baruch whatever, Baruch Shaosu Nisim, Baruch this, Baruch that. But as it just did on Daf Samech about Baruch HaMapil, where Tosfos already points out that Rishonim write, it means Baruch HaMapil, just saying it for Losh and Kotzer, you know, in a short version, but it means the full thing with Shem and Malchus, V'chein Shechosav and Shem Shem Mikutzi, and so on, and he quotes the Reis. So this is the, just pointing out, this is the assumption of the Gemara, that it means the whole Bracha with Shem and Malchus, and indeed, that's what we recite in terms of the Bracha of HaMapil. And again, this is in the Shulchan Aruch, in that same Simon, Reish Lametez, in same Siv, it continues after it says, after the Mechaber writes, Koral Mitoso Parshon Shoshmal, Mavorech HaMapil Chevashena Al Enai Vechule. Alright, he doesn't print out the text, he suffices it to say Vechule, assuming I guess you can look it up in the city yourself. The Rambam does have the whole text in Parag Zion, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tefila. Another different version. I don't know if the Sfaradim have a slightly different version. Anyway, but it has the whole text of the Bracha printed out. What I wanted to discuss is the famous question to help us try to understand this Bracha. Are you allowed to talk? What's the deal with talking after HaMapil?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So I remember my wife's grandmother last Shalom, when we first got married, we spent some time with her. She lived in Yerushalayim. She's an old-time Eretz Yisrael Dikayid. After HaMapil, there was no talking to her. You know, I was an older lady, so like at 7 o'clock, she said, HaMapil, we're going to bed, you know. So the whole rest of the, you know, you want to know where the juice is? Mm-mm-mm, right? Her children and grandchildren, this is a Meister Shalom, who would call from America. You know, 20 years ago, that was a big deal, you know. She'd call from America, and she'd put out the phone, you know, so they know, oh, she said HaMapil, but he's not talking. So what's the deal with that? I mean, she's very mockery about that. Am I exaggerating? It's a true story. Okay, so that's how people are mockery. So what's it all about? What's the idea of not talking after HaMapil, you know? So, I mean, the Shia make this up. It's brought down in the post, as we'll see. But where does this come from? What does it do? What's it got to do? So, what we really need to do is to try and understand what is the nature of this bracha, of what we call the bracha of HaMapil. Is it a bracha on the act of sleeping, similar to a birchas hanenin over a food? You have an apple, right? It's taka true. If you make a bar for eights, you're not supposed to talk in between the bracha and the act of eating. You make any birchas hanenin, any bracha on food or anything like that. So the bracha relates to the food, and it's improper to be mafsik. If someone would call on the telephone from America, you would not be proper to talk in between making a bracha and eating.
You have to make it
right? And if you would talk to be a hafsik, the bracha is off, and you have to make another bracha. So is that what the bracha of HaMapil is? And one can certainly make the case, because, you know, the bracha relates to sleeping. Sataka, you know, once you said it, then what you have to do is got to go to sleep.
Then you can talk.
Right, that's a further question. Right, that's it. You got everything. You took a bite. Right, okay. But anyway, but the is that the nature of the bracha? Or, no, the bracha is the bracha on the way of the world, Timo Shel Olam, right? The people at night go to sleep. So it's not an idea. It's not a birchas hanenin. Again, a birchas hanenin is something you get benefit from. So I said it the outset, I mean, you know, you do get benefit from sleep. There is health benefits and everything else from sleeping, like eating. So one could say it's a birchas similar to a birchas hanen, and therefore taka you shouldn't talk. Or no, it's a bracha, and this is the way of the world. This is the way at night people go to sleep. It's a timo shel olam. So it's not on the act of sleeping and you have to sleep. Those are the two ways to look at the nature of this bracha. So there's a similar discussion really in poskim about the morning brachas. In the morning we say all kinds of brachas, the brachas of Shachar. We say Hamal Bisharumim and Asher Nosan Asech V'Ivina, right, all these brachas. So there's actually discussion among the Rishonim, really, what are the nature of those brachas? And those all also, and that's not Tarek and brachas, also listed things that we say.
Each action.
Yeah. The Gemara presents the Taka, when you hear the rooster crow, whatever the verb is, whatever he does, so you have to say the bracha of Asher Nosan Asech V'Ivina. And when you put on your clothes, you say Hamal. When you tie your belt, you know, you say Ozei Yisrael. So the Gemara actually connects it. Our practice today is all, you know, we say those brachas in shul. We don't do it as we say all those brachas. And most of us don't. We'll say the bracha of Asher Nosan Asech V'Ivina, even though we don't have any roosters around here that are crowing. So what's going on? So actually, it's a discussion. As I said, it's a discussion in the in the Rishonim. All right, Tosis on that daf and brachas. There are basically three different sheets. Tosis on that daf and brachas on Samach Amud Beis. Actually, speaking about Asher Yotzar. Okay. Because the Gemara says on that same daf, Brachas Samach Amud Beis, Kishoma Kol Tarnagola Omer Baruch Shenos on Lasech Vino Avkin, says Tosis, V'hu Adin Afilu Kilo Shama, the Ein Brachas Zu El Al Havchona Al Hanoa Saora She Tarnagol Mavkin V'hu Nana Min Aor. The Brachas is not upon hearing that you have to hear the rooster. It's on the idea that when the light comes up, the rooster distinguishes night and day. So it's on, again, Tilo Shalom. It's the way of the world. That's how the world. Hanos Ora. Okay, Shatanago Mafkin, all right. On the other hand, that Tosus. On the other hand, Tosus, all the next Tosus, that's Tosus Gemasal Kishoma. Then with Gemasal Kiporis, he mentions the other brachas, you don't say taker, you say only the dafka kishenana. Avim eno nek, you go into shochev amitaso lo yivarek, lo zuva lo malbush arumim. Let's say you're not getting dressed that the person's not feeling well, you're sick, you're staying in bed all day, okay, so then should you say malbush arumim tosis? He says no. You don't say those brachas, kevon shalom nehene. So Tosis seems to distinguish between different types of brachas, different types, different categories of brachas, some of which are on the way of the world, and some of which are upon the actual act of whatever the hanoah is that you're getting. And if you're not getting that hanoah, taki shouldn't say the bracha. The Rambam, famously, the Rambam is of the opinion that you absolutely don't say those brachas unless you're going to be nene from that particular activity. Right. Well, Tosis is kind of, as we'll see in a second, a middle position, because Tosis, there's some you say anyways, and the Rambam apparently seems to say there's nothing you say unless you get on off. He said, I should not say Seferina, even if you don't hear a rooster. Even if it's not Kishama. Yeah.
See, what he said, he really says,
you mentioned the word Hanoah.
But you do get enough in the or.
Right.
So,
okay, so there is some kind of Hanoah.
Okay,
I didn't hear that. As I said, the Rambam is pretty strict about only saying these brachas when these things happen. So, for example, in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, Kishe Shomea Kol HaTanagolim Mevarech Brachat Hashem, Kishe Lovesh Begadov Mevarech, etc. So the Rambam seems to say you only do it then. However, when you have Hanoah. However, the Ramban, somewhere here, the Chiddush Ramban and Pesachim and Dav Zayin. The Ramban and others, the Ran says this too. He says, "Od nirali shesedar brachas halalos shol shachris birchos shevachein al moheg haolam." The Rambam says, Ramban says openly, these are brachos of praise on the way of the world. Okay, ba'fil lo shama sechli mevarach alav v'chein bekulon. The Chiddush Ramban has the third sheet, and the Ran and Pesachim there quotes that as well. As I say, Tosis may be in middle position, maybe he's like the Rambam, but the Ramban clearly is the other way. The Ramban clearly is saying that whether you personally have Hanoah, you don't personally have Hanoah, it's a bracha on what he calls it, Noeg Ha'olam. Bafilo Shama, etc. V'chein Nagu, Umiligasol Torah, that's the way it is, and that's how the whole Velt does it, and that's the proper practice as far as the Chiddush Ramban is concerned. In the Halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, just see it inside. This is the tour, by the way. Again, the tour summarizes the whole machlokes. The Beis Yosef, the tour is in Berachos Hashachar. It's in Mem Vav in Aruch Chaim. So towards the end of paragraph that begins with Chol HaBrachos Shem Al Sidra HaOlam. So the Beis Yosef summarizes the Shitas. His position seems to be at the end is the Kema the Ika Plukta will say Ein Levarach Bracha Elim Kein Niskayev Ba. He says, I guess based on Sofek Brachos Ahochel, the Beis Yosef says you should not do it unless you absolutely have to. You're Miskayev in it, okay? Or Venirli Shetov LaOmer Below Haskaras Hashem. You want to say the other brachas, don't say it with the shame. However, the Darke Moshe, there are more. And Ozdala there says, V'limira de'al yishana adem en aminei. The Ramah says, no, the minig is that we do say the bracha, and everybody says it, and you shouldn't change the practice. And again, that is the practice, as far as I know, in most of the world, despite the fact, and here's the interesting thing, the Mechaber over there in Simon Mem Vav, the Mechaber Taka Paskins, Memvav Sifches. The Chola Brochos Elu Imlo Nischay Ba'achas Mehen Kegon Shalosh Shama Kol Tanago O Shalosh Halach O Lo Lovash O Lo Chogar Omer Osa Brocha Below Askar Sashen. The Mechaber Tachke Paskin that you didn't hear the chicken, you didn't get dressed, or you didn't have a belt or whatever. You don't say the Brocha with shame Malchus. You say without the shame. But the Ramo writes Yeshom with Afilu Nischay Ben Mevorach Osam the Ein Habrocha Dafkal Atzmo Ela Mevorach and Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bora Tzorche Olam. The Brocha that Kadosh Baruch Hu created these things for people that, in fact, that you personally don't benefit from it right now. It doesn't matter. You're saying the bracha on the way of the world. V'chein haminig v'ein l'shanos. That's how the Ramor concludes. And the Kaf HaChayim in Os Memtes says from the Arizal and from the Chidor and many others that even the Sfarim, they go against it, though their practice is against the Mechaber's Psak. It's somewhat unusual, but you know, he has an Arichus about it, that we say it even if you're not, we say all these brachas even if you didn't experience the you know, the crowing of the rooster, or you didn't get dressed that day, or whatever, and even the Sfardim, even despite the fact that the Mechaber says the other way, but the Arizal says Al Piso, you have other things, so, and the Chidor says it, so the Kaf HaChaim says that's our practice among the Sfardim as well. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, throws in, maybe this was what one of you was saying before, I think Laam had been saying before, he says in Siv Zion, this is all, again, this is all Simon Memvov of Aruch HaChaim, so he says there's another reason, because he says, even if you didn't, you're not, you don't have a Yesh Omrim, Kala Brachos, and Sidur Shalom, Mahan Hagoso, Kagon, and Osan Sechavina, etc., Mivarech Osan Afal Pisho in Schaibahen. Okay, and one the reason he throws in, because Vimhu ain't on Nana, but Acherim Nanin. The people in the world, there are people who hear the rooster, there are people who put on clothes. You're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, for setting up the world in this fashion. And again, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, V'chein HaMinig Poshet V'ein L'Shanos. That's the widespread minig, and we shouldn't change. So that's in terms of the Birchas HaShachar in the morning. What's the story now at Hamapil at night? Is that also a bracha basically on the way of the world? So if you hold this on the way of the world, so it doesn't matter if you're going to talk, it doesn't matter if you're not going to sleep just yet, or if you're about to go to sleep, that you're in the fire from sleeping, but you know, you're going to read a little bit, you know, whatever, okay, it's okay to be mafsik because it's not really a bracha on the activity of sleeping. It relates to sleeping, but it's really more on the seder of the world, or no, is it a birchas hananin, like, you know, like eating. So I'll just point out as an aside, I'm not sure what to, you know, what you can derive, because the what, you know, it would seem that it does relate to your sleeping, the Rav Pa'alim, right, because what if you're not going to go to sleep at night? What if I'm staying up Shavuos, whatever, I'm staying up all night? I'm going to stay up all. I'm going. No, I'm driving somewhere overnight. I'm going to be up all night. Should you still say I'm not ill? So the answer is no. It should be dependent upon it. But I don't think anybody's the Rav Paulin. That's Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. I saw Rav Yosef quotes it. That's I found it in a volume of called Sod Yisharim Chelik Aleph Simyon Yudalid. He writes Ach Birchas Ha'Daim Lo Yoshin Kol Alayla Einu Varech Hamapil. He says it's never pashut, and you shouldn't. Now it should depend on a machlokas. But I didn't find anybody, I didn't do an exhaustive search, who anybody would say that you say it anyway. But that may be because the lashon doesn't work. In other words, yeah, exactly. Alay nai, you know. So I think that you have to be going to sleep. In other words, the lashon, but the words, exactly. That's what it has to be. But, yeah. Right, in the morning you don't say anymore either. If you take a nap during the day.
You don't say all the other brothers.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we do. We try to hear somebody else say it. But right, okay, well, that's another discussion. Right, Mavir and right. That's also a Lashon question. You have to see. It's not so. There's discussion about that. Okay, let me. So that's really the issue. So to address the issue, there's an interesting tosis that comes into this picture, which Lachor at first glance has, you know, is not our topic, but it's very much our topic, and it really it's a tosis on brachas daf yud aleph from the base. Now the topic of this tosis happens to be about Birchas HaTorah. It's a very important tosis. It's B'divrei Maaseh Shekra Nifter Be'Avah Rabbah. Those whoever do research on the subject of Birchas HaTorah, this is an important tosis. But in the middle of the tosis, towards the end of the tosis, the question comes up, V'im Tomar Mipnei Ma Ein Anu Mevorchen Lishan Basukah. How come we don't make a bracha or the bracha of leishay basukkah when we go to sleep in the sukkah. Now, clearly the mitzvah of on sukkahs is not only to eat in the sukkah, there's also a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. There's no doubt about it. People have a misconception, but really the pasuk says basukkahs teishu shivas yomim, and the gemara in sukkah that for chazayin says famous teishu kein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah like you live in your home, and that includes eating and sleeping and anything you would normally do in the home, you're supposed to do in the sukkah. So there's no question there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah on sukkah's night, and all the nights of sukkah. There are certain exemptions that apply, especially in the climates where we live, where it's often quite cold and it's uncomfortable, and other things, but like in Eretz Yisrael, probably the practice is most people do sleep in the sukkah, because that's where the mitzvah. We should try if we can also. I always sleep in the sukkah, but it's not always practical. Some people, the sukkah is a little further away from the house, or there are other concerns that you have, and again, sometimes the weather is unpleasant, or for married people, so another reason, because my husband can be with his wife, but be that as it may, fundamentally, as a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah also, just that we have certain leniencies. Suppose it's here. So how come we go to sleep in the sukkah? There's no bracha, right? So
you
answer here.
No bracha. You already made a bracha when you ate.
Oh, but let's tell you when I went out. When I came back and just going to sleep. Well, I went out to the shmir or whatever. I'm learning shul whatever. And I come back. I'm going to sleep. We don't say leisha the sukkah at that point.
You're talking about the same.
Yeah. He says leisha, but I probably mean the same nusach. The yesh lomar. The bracha da'achila shemivarchin leishay potarto. The first answer he gives, as you're driving out of visitor, the first answer he gives, no, the leishay basukkah, you say, covers all the activities you're doing in the sukkah, including the sleeping. That's talking about the heftik, but okay, not for right now. Inami mishum shema lo yishan v'havei bracha levatolo shaharei ein biyado lishan kol shoa sheyirtze. Most of us have had the experience of going to sleep and not being able to fall asleep. Right? So says Tosus, you can't make the bracha on sleeping in the sukkah because, you know, you may not be able to fall asleep. It'll be retroactive. Bracha v'atala. That's a straight in Tosus. So the truth, those are two answers. And the first answer is it's covered by the other bracha. Fine. But the second answer is, and maybe it is talking specifically about the lashon now that I think about it that way, but either way, I don't think it matters for our point. The point is that it's here you have a statement of Tosus that you can't make a bracha relating to sleeping because who knows if you'll be able to taka fall asleep. So the Achronim here, the Elia Rabba, in Arachayim, and that's something we were dealing with before, Reish Lamed Ches, in Sivkot and Gimel, he quotes from a sefer, it says here, just find it. It says Beis Aleph, which I found in the Maariv Chayim. It's a sefer called Birkas Avram. There's a Birkas Avram from the son of the Rambam. I don't think that's what it means here. This is the Eli Rabba. It's also the Maariv Chayim there in Brochas Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. And it goes Maariv Chayim in the back. Kosha Motzasi Beis Aleph Birkas Avram. I think Daf Chav Zayin. Kosha Shemalo Yishon Kemo De'Ein Rebarchan Al Shena B'Sukkah. Wait a minute. How do you have a Broch of Amapil? Maybe you talk your own fall asleep, you'll toss and turn for an hour and a half, and then you finally go downstairs and, you know, whatever else you do, right? So how do you make it? Tosis has a svara not to say a broch on sleeping in a sukkah because you may not fall asleep. So what about Hamapil? Same question. The Eish Lomar, the Birchas Hamapil, who al Teva Shena. Okay? It's on the Teva of Shena. It says, E'efsa Shalo Yishan. Eventually you'll fall asleep. And if not then, so the Gemara says you can't go 3 days out, eventually you'll fall asleep. Avol, the sukkah in Mitzdar, Lo Yishan Klal. If you're so uncomfortable, you could toss and turn, then it'll start to rain, whatever could happen, that you know, so uncomfortable, they won't be able to fall asleep at all. Odei Shlomar, Shehamapil Hu Al Minhago Shel Olam. It doesn't matter if you don't fall asleep. Okay? The Mapil is on Minhago Shel Olam. Kimo Birchas Anosen Lasech Levino, Bafilo Lo Yishan Mevorech. So the other rabbi quotes this source to demonstrate, that, again, at least, certainly the second teret, is that it doesn't matter whether you're personally going to fall asleep or not personally going to fall asleep, but rather, it's on the Teva of the world, the nature of the world, that people go to sleep at night. So if you happen not to fall asleep, okay, you don't fall asleep, it doesn't make it a bracha levatala. So this is a potential, really, a nafkamina, actually, in our issue. I heard that among the briskers, they taka don't say the bracha of hamhapil because, you know, they're always nervous, they may not fall asleep. And you get so nervous, I'm not falling asleep, the taka won't fall asleep. I get more and more nervous, you know, you keep looking at the clock, you know. So, you know, it's the nervousness, so, but that's what the, That's if you're choshesh for one side. That was the two tzedakim that we had was either it's a bracha on going to sleep, in which case taker you're not able to fall asleep will be a bracha latala. But these achron the yirabba and I won't read inside now to save time the maris chayus and bracha saf yiralef and that same daf quotes is discussing this tosa. He says the same thing. He actually quotes the yirabba and he says the same thing that there is that the difference in sukkah is taker there the mitzvah sukkah. So if you're not mekayim the mitzvah taker will be a bracha latala retroactively. Mashen okay in a bracha b'mapul is not a bracha on sleeping, it's a bracha on the teva of the olam, the way of the world. Yeah.
But someone should last night, you wouldn't make bracha.
Right. That goes back to that Rav Funk. But I think it's just a technicality based on the nusach. Okay. That's what I think. Okay. It's
okay,
interesting
well,
though.
Was the given?
Well, you if you're staying up all night, you don't say
so
the bracha.
Now that, according to this side,
yeah, you should be able to.
The olam, what's the difference if I personally?
Yeah. Think? Yeah. Purpose okay. It's a good question. Have to think it through. Yeah.
I just remember from many years ago, yeah. If I'm right about the rush, that's a shita that Amafiel. His partners together with all kind of shama that they went
to. Yes, actually the Rav, the Rosh Meir, maybe I know the Rav that says it. The Rav was what Rashi referred to as the same, and really relates to this question. Another Chum quoted, but they reject it, I think. But most don't like it. The Rav, there's a Rav, you know, we have the bracha in the morning, the bracha of all kind of shama. So every bracha is supposed to begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. So there are some brachas that don't. Why not? So very often we call bracha smucha lachar, like for example in the Shemoneh Esrei. The Atahonein and all the brachas don't begin Baruch Atah Hashem. Or in benching, No Delacha begins No Delacha, and Rachim begins Rachim, etc. So how come they don't begin Baruch Atah Hashem? The answer is because they're attached to a previous bracha that did begin Baruch Atah Hashem. It's part of a continuum, part of a series, right? Number two in the series. So the bracha of in benching, the first bracha takabin is Baruch Atah Hashem Hakem Achlam Azam Asalam Kolob Tovam, etc. And a No Del doesn't begin with Baruch Atah because it relies on a Baruch Atah Hashem from before. And the same thing. Anything is part of a continuum. That's why after Bonei Baruch Mishal Amen. The fourth bracha does begin Baruch Atah Hashem because that was added later. That's the Rabbanan. Only the first three of the Raisa. Same thing with the Shemoneh Esrei. All of the brachas Shemoneh Esrei go back to the first Baruch Atah Hashem. So in the morning we have the bracha of Elokai Neshama. So if you look, different Siddurim print it differently. Some Siddurim print Elokai Neshama directly after Asher Yotzar. If that's the way you say it, then in Ochanami, it's bracha smucha avatot smucha to Asher Yotzar. But others have Birchas Torah in between. And Al Kana Shama is not related to Birchas HaTorah. It just happens to be the next in order. So where how do you say Al Kana Shama, where's the Baruch HaTorah Hashem? So the Ravid, maybe the Rosh also, I remember the Ravid. The Ravid says that it's Smucha L'Chavritza to Hamapil. You said it 8 hours ago, but it's Smucha L'Chavritza. That's another reason not to be Mafsik in between. Most
when you wake up in the morning,
right,
El Kana Shama.
Exactly. So therefore it's attached. That's the first thing you say. So it's a good hour, and it's an important hour. That's another reason to be Machmer, not to be Mafsik, because it's connected. I think most of the Achronim don't accept that Shita, but it's certainly, I think, the Rav, I think other Mishonim, maybe the Rosh. It's a definitely a legitimate Shita Mishonim. There's such a position. I guess not. I guess it's part of the Seder. I guess it wouldn't be
outside. Wait, so you see, Bismucha does not mean directly. Any other
timing.
Word said.
Might as everybody starts. I have to look into that further, but there is 100% this Mitzvah Shita. Yeah.
Is there any correlation between two Teretz and the Yehu Rabba
to the. Two Teretz and Tosis? Well, possibly, actually, because it's interesting, it maybe relates to what I was going to say now. There's a comment of the Vilna Gaon that I bring it. I never got it. Okay, I'll say it outside. Everybody knows this. In Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Lamed Beis, there are more rites before when you do the Bedikas Chametz, you say the bracha before searching for the Chametz. The Ramah brings down a minig to hide 10 pieces of bread in the house so everybody looks. Why? Because otherwise maybe you won't find anything. That's the Ramah. Okay? The Vilna Gaon says, you don't have to do it. There's no reason to do it. And his raya is, just like we say, Hamapil. And maybe you talk, it won't fall asleep. I think that's the Vilna Gaon's raya. One of the Vilna Gaon's raya for against this prayer. No more. I think most people, I think, do that. They put their 10 pieces of bread up. But people are Talmidim and the Vilna Gaon and so on. Then that the group doesn't do it. The Vilna Gaon says not necessary. And there's some explain because the whole thing, the mitzvah is to search, not to find necessarily. But besides that, the Gros says Hamapil Yochiach. That Hamapil proves that it's okay. Because even if you're not going to fall asleep, you still say Hamapil. Now, the fact that the Gros says it that way indicates, to me anyway, that the Gros understands that Hamapil is a bracha on the act of sleeping. Right? Not a birchas on the bracha on the minhagel shel olam and so on. Because otherwise there's no tzusha. Clearly, the bracha on bir chametz is the bracha on the mitzvah of searching and destroying chametz. So the fact that the Gros makes a comparison, if he would hold that the bracha of Hamapil is a birchas on mitzvah, the Bracha Shevach on the Seder Olam, so wouldn't bring it up as a comparison. The Vilna Gaon may hold that way. the kasha, so maybe he won't fall asleep. So now we can come back to the first. He'd have to hold like the sukkah question, right? He'd have to hold like the first teres and tosis, right? That's because it's already covered by the leishah of sukkah. So you could think about, we could think that through whether we could correlate. But anyway, the truth of the matter is many assume that the bracha of Hamapil is simply a bracha on the seder of the world. It's not a bracha on the act of sleeping, and therefore one doesn't have to be so makbid not to have conversation. However, the fact is, and we have to be pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah himself, and Siman Reish Lamed Tes Sif Katan Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah does rule that v'im toiv lishtos ol daber eze inyan nachutz nira shemutar. Okay. If after Kriya Shema you want to drink or you have other something else to do, you have to speak about something important, it's mutter. Ach yachzor v'yikra Parsha Shema. But you should say Parsha Shema again. Achein im kvar omer birchos hamapil yizor b'zeh ki yafsik bein habrocha la hashena. Mishnah Berurah clearly is machmer that you should talk and not talk, like my wife's grandmother, Alan Shalom, said. Mishnah Berurah says that, right? You should not talk, yizor b'zeh, be careful not to talk in between. And you know, many people go with the Psak and Mishnah Berurah on many things, so this would be no different. Again, the fact of the matter is, I'm pointing out, other Achronim clearly hold not that way. Yoruch HaShulchan, for example, in Reish Lamed Tes Sivvav, the Yoruch HaShulchan, right, he quotes the whole thing, and he says, it's better not to speak, but he says, Zel Vada De'ein HaKavona She'achar Birchas HaMapil Ein Hefzik Ad HaShena Kemo B'chol Brocha She'osel HaFzik Bein Etilos Adayim HaMotzi Chiyotzu B'zeh. He said, it's not, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to talk. It means you're supposed to go to sleep afterwards, but don't, we don't have to assume that it's absolutely, there's some kind of an isser involved. The Aruch HaShulchan does not hold from this. Yeah, he didn't quite say it, it's true. It's correct. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, it's in this edition, it's page Kuf Lamed Aleph, but by Kriya Shema Lamita, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, after Hamapil, should go to sleep. If you can't fall asleep, so Yahara B'Psukei Rachamim, you should say P'Psukim or something, they try to learn to put you right to sleep, right?
Behir.
Yeah, Behir, yeah. Yachzor Aleim B'Pet U'V'Leiv, Atzi Yishtaka B'Shena Mitochir V'Divrei Torah, fine. V'Lo Yafzik B'Shum Maisa V'Dibur Ben Kriya L'Shena. Kol Shekein Shelo Yocha V'Lo Yishta, Im Lo Mehecher Godol. Unless you have to, he says, V'Oz Yachzor V'Yikor Kriya Shema Parash Rishona, but Avol Birchas Hamapil Eino Tzorich Lachzor. But the Birchas Hamapil, you don't have to. Im lo hisiach daito mehashena. Unless, as long as you plan to go right to sleep. But im hisiach, nearly shetorach lachzor varach gamking. If you started to get involved in other activities and got busy, I don't know how much would concentrate that or not. He talked to says you would have to repeat Hamapil. I don't know that that's the practice in the world. The Chayodim also, the Chayod, I'm going to just give you the other poskim. The Chayod and Klal Lamed Hey Siv Dalid, he says of a Malayla Filo Yashin Klal Loha Vila Batala, right? Because it's just on Minag Olam. Although he too previously says that he should avoid talking. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. Eliezer Waldenberg and Israel has its Chelik Zion. Simon Chav Zion Oz Gimel. I'll just read what he says at the end. He says, "Asai Masharisi the Sefer Zichor Taurus Moshe." He says it's a Chibur Katan Shemachabur Helam Shmuel, anonymous Sefer, but has Askomi writes from the Yitzchak Shmuel as a Beis Yitzchak. Okay. Anyway, he says, "When the Simon is Zor Beloshen Zeh, Uleinian Dibur Vaday Misha Yochol Izor Shalol Daber Achak Kriyshma Tov Lekayim Dibur Akolbo." Because I didn't read inside. I have the Kolbo here. It's proper to not talk. Avol Rov Bnei Adam Ein. You don't have to be machmer on this. The pratim sholem also mutalano. Somebody asks a question, you can answer him. Vafilu bal nefesh ain't tork lizor b'zeh. He says vafilu ben aprokim mishu shom achol adam. Even kriyashma, there are circumstances which you're allowed to talk. And if you're more machmer, he says yesh laharach, and he has more to say about it. Just titzal yezer. And Blazer Waldenberg, it's the chelik zayin simon chav zayin the end of Oz Gimel. So I think that's the practice. I'll just mention though, because the hour is late, so just a couple other things quickly that relate to this. There's also a machlokas, and it relates to this question. What comes first? Is it Hamapil and then Kriya Shema? That's how it is, I think, in most Siddurim. It's a machlokas rishonim ago the gonim. Some printed that I think the Rinat Yisrael Sidur prints Hamap at the end after Krishma and all the psukim. They print the bracha at the end. Others say the bracha is at the beginning. This may relate to this question because if you hold there's supposed to be no hefsek in between Hamapul and going to sleep, then Taki should say Krishma and all the psukim and so on first, and then Hamapul. If you hold it, it's just on a seder of the world, so then it's not necessary to be machmir so much. And again, the other issue is what if a person really thinks that he may not be able to fall asleep. That's the Tshuva of Rav Yosef in the Chelek Dalet of the Chavadas Simon Chof Aleph. He raises the question, do you have to say it was Shema Malchus? So that's his, but he brings in the many of these Marma Komas. I think that the proper thing to do is indeed to say Hamapu, and post can talk about also if a person is going to have relations with his wife and so on, so you wait with the bracha until afterwards. But all of these, again, issues revolve around what the nature of the bracha of Hamapul is about. I think the proper thing to do is to say is to avoid talking. You say Hamapul right before you go to sleep. Again, what do you say before Krishna? After Krishna is a different minhagim. I think the more widespread many people do say it before. As far as all the psukim, many siddurim print many different psukim that are said for shmira purposes. That's not as pivotal. That's not really part of those extra psukim that were added in afterwards, the halam and different things that people put in. There's nothing wrong with saying them. But if you're really tired and, you know, and you're not going to be able to feel that, oh boy, I can't say all these pages now. Right. So that's the point. So make sure you say Hamapul on the front, at least the first paragraph of Krishma. The rest of the psukim, okay, it's good. I say them. Nothing wrong with saying them. But it's not as central. If you're going to say Hamapul then, that's exactly the point. You'll end up saying the psukim, you'll doze off, and you'll forget about it. You won't get to the, you'll say the tuffle, not the ikar. Yeah.
Seder night and Tisha B'Av.
Yes, I'll mention, I was going to ask about the Seder night. So we have a tradition that the Seder night is Lil Shimurim. And since the psukim are said for shmira purposes, that's one explanation of psukim. Mm-hmm. The Magen Avraham has another thing he mentions, so you should fall asleep with Divrei Torah. So for that reason, it would apply to the Seder night. I don't think the Seder night anyone has trouble falling asleep. But the Seder night is called Leil Shimurim. It's a special night of protection. That's why many people, we open the door by Shulchan Aruch. Some people don't bolt the doors at the Seder night, or many people, we have a practice to have salt on the table, to dip the challah into salt, which according to some relates also to Shmira, and therefore the minig is you don't have to dip it in on Pesach night. Some of the things that we do all year long for Shmira purposes we don't do on Pesach night. So I think the minig is certainly the first night of Pesach, and probably towards the first two nights, we only say the minig is probably only to say say for sure Hamapul and for sure Shema, but to leave out all of the
Shema.
Right, but the Shema the Gemara brings is Afal Pi. It doesn't say explicitly it's for Shmir. I think that's the meaning. Tisha B'Av night, I think a person who says all the Psukim always can say them on Tisha B'Av night also, because it's part of his Seder. Someone who doesn't always say the Psukim, and Taka is an Issa Tamatar on Tisha B'Av, so if you don't always say them, then the Tisha B'Av you wouldn't say them either. Anyway, these are some insights into the Bracha Mamapil, and people should get a good night's rest, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that as well. Have a good one. Next Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to be out of town. We'll resume the following week.
The brisket is
that's what I heard. That's what he writes.